Black Voices on Britain, edited by Hakim Adi. Read by Damien Lynch and Deborah Michaels, with introductions read by Hakim Adi.
Introduction. What was it like to be a black person in Britain in the 18th or 19th century? A difficult question to answer, perhaps, since it was undoubtedly dependent on whether an individual was enslaved or free, rich or poor, male or female, literate or illiterate. It also depended on whether someone was born in Britain, or arrived as a colonial subject from the Caribbean or Africa, or as a fugitive from North America. It may be said that there were as many experiences as there were visitors and residents, and there were certainly thousands of both. Unfortunately, although we know something about the lives of black people during this period, we know very little about what they thought of their experience of living in Britain. Some were literate, but many others left no record. What we have are merely the published writings of a few men and even fewer women. Today we might think that the existence of racism, a consequence of enslavement and colonialism, produced some common experiences. Ignatius Sancho, the 18th century African composer and distinguished man of letters, spent almost his entire life in Britain, but once referred to himself as only a lodger, and hardly that, as if to emphasise that he still didn't feel he belonged. Others, such as James Gronyosaw, an African prince who had formerly been enslaved, expected to find nothing but goodness, gentleness and meekness in this Christian land, and was rather disappointed by the reality. Even Mary Seacole, the celebrated heroine of the Crimea War, recalled that of her first impressions of Britain in the early 19th century, some of the most vivid of my recollections are the efforts of the London street boys to poke fun at my and my companion's complexion. Yet many celebrated African Americans who came to Britain not much later remarked on how free of racism their experiences in Britain were compared to those they had left behind in the land of the free and the home of the brave. The fugitive Frederick Douglass wrote of his experiences at an English stately home. When the door was opened, I walked in, on an equal footing with my white fellow citizens, and from all I could see, I had as much attention paid me by the servants that showed us through the house as any with a paler skin. William Wells Brown, another African-American fugitive, remarked, "The prejudice which I have experienced on all and every occasion in the United States, and to some extent on board the Canada, vanished as soon as I set foot on the soil of Britain." Africans and those of African descent have been visiting Britain for many centuries, probably for 1,000 years before the Roman conquerors. Yet it is only in relatively recent times that we have written examples of their views and concerns, and few of these are accounts of their experiences of Britain. This anthology aims to present some of these experiences, as recorded by those of African, Caribbean and African-American heritage who resided in or visited Britain. Some of the authors included, such as the abolitionist and writer Alado Equiano, Mary Seacole, an African-American scholar-activist, W.E.B. Du Bois, are now well-known personalities, widely recognised for their wider contributions to society, as well as for their literary prowess. Others, like Mary Prince, held as a slave in London in the early 1830s, the editor S.J. Celestine Edwards, and John Akansi, a visitor from the Gold Coast, may be less well-known, but their observations and recollections are equally fascinating. What all these authors have in common is that they describe their experiences of Britain in their writing. Some extracts are taken from well-known autobiographies, such as the interesting narrative of the life of Alado Equiano or Gustavus Vassar, the African, and Seacole's wonderful adventures of Mrs. Seacole in many lands, but also included are extracts from works of fiction, such as J. Casely Hayford's Ethiopia Unbound, Studies in Race Emancipation, and Celestine Edwards' satirical work, Hard Truth, which presents an entirely fictional account of a discussion between Christ and the devil. Also included are articles published in the press from Du Bois and Sarah Parker Remond, as well as letters from Ignatius Sancho.